Hello again, loyal Table Talk with Rookies family listeners. One of the greatest podcasts to ever reach the airwaves. Matthew,
welcome.
All right, start us out.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
To me. Back in studio, a voice that may be unfamiliar at this point. Normally it's scratchy and poor service. Everybody's in studio today. I am back home, flew back home for the Minnesota State Fair, as a true Minnesotan would. And we're back in studio for probably the first time in a month. Everyone.
Month plus, maybe.
Right. We got a lot of good stuff today. We just finished up yesterday a family trip to the fair. And Friday, we watched a great Garage Logic podcast live at the fair.
Yeah, that was
fun. It was good. And yeah, I think we're just kind of a lazy Labor Day Sunday today and record a good podcast here. So
I can't wait to do nothing today. Do we have to do stuff today? Yard, maybe some yard work, huh?
Yeah, we have to do some more school prep, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Gabe has some stuff to get. I know McLaren's in full force preparing for her little first graders to step into her classroom on Tuesday morning.
Yep.
As she's been for the past 6 months.
Yep. I was waiting for a comment from Gabe. Yeah, every single time someone talks about my job, Gabe's like, yeah, we always talk about it, and just knocks me right down.
I think he's just jealous. He's going to miss you, and you won't be around to tease as much.
I am the only one that's not going back to school this year.
And you're happy with that.
Claren's still going back to school.
Just as it should be. I love school since day one, so...
I do have a few things. Last episode, I was basically cringing the entire time. Just pretty much from the get-go, it was cringeworthy.
Really?
There were sound bites. There were opinions. There was, you know what there was? There was a lack of policing last episode.
Okay.
Like some people needed to be reined in on their opinions. And it went across the board. There were some wild things.
Why are you looking at me?
No, I'm just saying, in general, there were some wild, just... rampant, idiotic opinions.
And
then
was fun.
Just topped off with one of the worst quotes of all time from Dad. And we're not going to repeat it. Go back and listen to the last episode, and you will know instantly what quote we're referring
very,
to.
That was innocent. I was not intended for that.
It was innocent, but very just
I would agree. If you go back and listen to that episode, you'll chuckle, I think, going, what an idiot.
Yes.
Thanks for confirming that, Matthew.
I think Matthew took notes listening to the podcast.
I did. I don't even want to go through them all right now because it was just, I want to move past that episode. It was a good episode, but at the same time, I was like, I was so mad that I couldn't be responding to what you guys were saying. I was sitting on a couch just like cringing, wishing that I could yell at you people.
That's what we like. We like our listeners to be engaged.
Who did you want to yell at the most?
You. Just no one's gonna like go against what McLaren was saying. It was just ridiculous.
There wasn't even anything to go against, really.
Yeah, it was you were reading articles and you were saying I disagree with the article when the article was just a list of facts. So you can't. She's like, this is wrong. It's like they're not saying anything. There is no opinion. They're listing out facts.
You're against the facts. Yeah, I'm saying that I did not agree with their study.
It wasn't. There's no agreeing or not agreeing. This is just here is our study. Here are the results of it.
Right. Do you agree or disagree?
You can't agree or disagree. This is just it.
Your study is a phony way to track that. Essentially what I was trying to get at is the way they went about. Finding that information was not valid.
Asking people?
Not valid. Can we say what the study is?
I don't even remember what it was.
Fashion interviews.
Going to a job interview, what you should wear and whether or not your employer is judging you or potential employer is judging you on your appearance.
And McLaren was mad at the results of the study. She was mad that people are judgy. You should not have been mad at the study. The study was absolutely correct. You're just mad that that's the way things are.
I'm not mad that people are judgy because I'll be honest, I can be very judgy. Yes.
Really?
But what I was mad about is just because someone has something nice doesn't mean they act a certain way. That's what I was mad about in the study.
But the study, that's not the study's fault. They're just saying that that happens to be the reality.
But I think it was set up I think they set up their people to swing a certain way.
I think the results are exactly what you would have expected them to be.
But you do act different when you wear designer things.
Right. I don't.
Yes, you do.
I don't. I have an expensive jacket. When I put the jacket on to go to Target, to go
like
to
you're
school,
so
it's
above
the
everyone
same.
Else.
All right, moving past this because it's just the worst.
So I think McLaren
just also Sophia does
assessment.
The same yes. thing when she puts on her nice stuff too. So if she's gonna come after me, I'll shoot it right back at her. So yeah.
Shoot, you got me.
I don't have any designer stuff.
This kind of sounds like a married couple that would be fighting. Which this brings us into Matthew's topic.
Oh, we're going into these already.
Yeah, we're done with this fight.
Okay. Well, wait. We didn't
Gabe
even talk
like
about that. We went to
the
state
fair
yeah.
and jumped right
in. Talk about that later.
I had some other stuff too that I was going to bring up.
Oh, yeah. Well, continue. You're good. Well,
yeah. Sit back, Gabe, and relax.
Yeah.
Enjoy the ride.
Well, that was a lot of bickering for the start of the podcast.
I said to Dee the other day, I have a new segment that I want to introduce to the show, and we're not ready to do it this week. But I had something. We'll introduce it. And we'll do it another week. Mm-hmm. I want to do a segment that's unpopular opinions, and so everyone has to come with an unpopular opinion of theirs. Something that probably most of the family would disagree with.
Okay.
And I thought I had one originally that I thought of, but I again thought of one this morning, and so I'm just throwing it out there.
Okay.
Because I've been craving this. I love gas station food.
Ah. Yes.
And on the way here, I was craving the. Used to be Super America, now Speedway. The little tornadoes that look like the egg rolls.
What?
Tornado mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. At Speedway. And now that's all I can think of. I just want the tornado, whatever, from the gas station.
Tornado?
I had those every single Friday after school.
I grew up on them.
Ew.
Well, this is news to me.
Icy and a tornado.
I will say, when we lived down the street from Super America... And in middle school, frequently ate those. Yeah. Yesterday morning, I was out of coffee cream, so I had to make the dreaded trip to Super America.
Speedway.
I walked past the tornadoes, and it took every ounce of me to walk past and not get one because they are really good.
They are?
I
have
not
have this problem.
The brats, the hot dogs, they're all good. If it's on that, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Gas station food gets such a bad rap, and I think it's the... I don't know why. It's just a stigma. It's like, I guess you don't want to be eating food from a place like that.
Because it sits out all day on those little... burner things.
The roller grills are heaven sent. They know how to cook food on roller grills. Awesome.
Nope. I would say that occasionally you can get a pretty good hot dog that's been on that roller for a while. Quick Trip, though, has got really good.
Quick Trip's a damn grocery store.
They're upscale. They are upscale. Quick Trip is pleasant.
That's even if you get some of the kind of breakfast sandwiches or burritos from the side, like in the cold part, and then you heat them up in the microwave there.
Yes.
I have never ventured that far, but the
nice
tornadoes are fine.
Gas station burrito.
Oh my God.
Ew.
Except there is one you will, some people may have seen it before. There's one you want to avoid.
Ew. Don't
it's called the Bomb.
Right. I think
and
I know why.
It is thick, and it is... You're going to drop a bomb
ew.
Later.
Ew. Okay, you guys are disgusting.
I have not had that.
I was just about to ask you.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we should do a little review of the Bomb
today
and try it out.
Only Sophia can
no
have it.
And no one's allowed to use McLaren and I's bathroom.
Nope.
La Bomba. But that was just a side note. I think that'd be a fun segment, Unpopular Opinions. And this is just one that I had thought of this morning as we were driving here.
I'm pretty good at that game since I say something in this family and everyone's like, nope, don't say that.
All of your opinions
are
unpopular.
Yeah.
And if somebody has unpopular opinions to suggest, they should send an email or get in touch with us. How?
Podcastfamily@gmail.com.
Podcastfamily@thepodcastfamily@gmail.com.
Correct. Or social media.
Okay.
Other stuff, want to break down the state fair that we went to yesterday?
Yes.
We made the rounds yesterday. We hit all our favorite spots.
The only one we didn't hit was the Blue Barn with the blueberry lemonade.
Don't bring it up because I'm really kind of upset. But the lines and, I mean, the entire fair yesterday was so busy that we honestly couldn't make it to every place we wanted to because their lines were so long. And getting from point A to B was horrific.
And, you know, I'll make this observation. I know a lot of people that own a lot of the booths, or we all do.
just from over the years, getting to know them through the radio show and being at the State Fair when we had a booth. And I will say that every single owner of the booth, except one, the one guy we saw, only one guy was just sitting there watching everybody. Every owner was either pouring beer, making deliveries. Nobody was just sitting around. Because a lot of times we like to shoot the breeze with these guys and gals, but we couldn't because they were working. And I'm happy for them that they were busy. But it's just nice to see owners that are hands-on and are working their butts off. They're making good money, but mm-hmm. they're working hard for it, too. Yeah.
So we started our journey at Lulu's and had our favorite Bang Bang Chicken, just, if you haven't had that before, go to Lucky 13's. It is on the menu now, and you will not be disappointed.
Yeah. It's very good.
Those are the best chicken strips.
And their
I've
sauces
ever had.
Are very good.
Oh my
too.
Gosh!
Yeah, could you get their? They had a Korean barbecue sauce with it too. I don't know if they were giving that out.
They weren't. They're yeah. flirting with the idea, so okay. that's not on their menu currently. That was yeah. just a little tester.
Oh, I
yeah.
didn't know that. Yeah. It was yeah. really good.
A guy came running yeah. up to us and he was like, "Where'd you get the sauce?"
Yeah.
We were like,
"Oh no, really?"
Yeah. yeah. When one of the guys was still there who had brought the chicken and sauces there, and another guy came up from behind and was like, "Where'd you get those sauces? Where'd you get the sauce?" I'm like, "I don't know. Go ask the front.
Go ask Mike and Charlie and see."
I
what
have no idea.
Yeah, he like. The, like, he this put guy the gave chicken it to down us. And he like came over and he's like, "The sauce. Where'd you get that one?" And we were like, "Oh, okay.
Go
here.
Ask. I don't know."
Oh wow.
Hope he didn't break any rules or anything like that. He said it was not on the menu. Then we were just testing it out. So
they also
they should add it because it was very good.
Yeah.
At Lulu's, they also have a blueberry beer. Mm-hmm. And I really like that. I do like beer, but it's not yeah. my drink of choice. And that is, it's sweet, but it's not like.
Doesn't taste like beer at
too
all.
Too sweet. Yeah, I think of it more as a cider, but it is technically a beer.
Yeah.
I love the color of it.
Then we also had the warm cheesecake. Are they calling it a tart?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
a tart.
Yeah. Yes.
Warm cheesecake tart. And yeah. we had the one drizzled
salted.
With. Salted or caramel,
salted caramel
with salted. Oh my gosh.
Mm.
I think some of us don't like cheesecake in my family.
I don't.
And you have to admit it was delicious.
Fantastic.
You know, my love yeah. for cheesecake, my really recent love for cheesecake came back when I was flying back from Italy. Delta for dessert served this salted caramel cheesecake in a little
yeah.
like frozen cup thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. Cheesecake is not that
I did
bad.
Not like that.
Well, I think the spin for Lulu's is that cheesecake traditionally is not served warm.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, I think, in California, he said.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they tried it and knew that they had to develop this for the State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea of warm cheesecake, it was soft and melty.
Ugh.
And as one of the owners referred to it, it's
Charlie.
Not like eating a stick of butter.
Yes. And cheesecake can do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I would recommend that. It was a very good dessert.
It's official. It's the warm cheesecake tart. A cheesecake in a tart crust, which the crust was fabulous, served warm with your choice of chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry glaze, or without topping.
Oh, I'm so glad we got the caramel.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Highly recommend the caramel.
That's at Lulu's. You can also find them. I don't know. You probably can't find that, but you can get the Bang Bang Chicken at Lucky 13.
Yeah.
Where else did we go?
Next, we ventured to Andy's Grill. Is it Andy's Grill?
Andy's Grill.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we had
Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, don't even say that.
One of the best.
Oh.
Philly cheesesteak, and their, what is the orange?
You said summer something?
Summer Lovin'.
Yes.
Summer Lovin'. Yes,
summer
because
lovin'.
It goes with their, yes, because you know how they all stop every now and then and perform their grease.
Grease lightning.
Yes. Yeah.
They do?
Yes.
Yeah.
All the staff gets on the counters
and
they
dance.
Oh,
cute.
Yeah.
And so anyway, this
no.
new beer goes along with that theme of grease, and I like it. It is a little bit hoppy. The beer, but it's got the sweet sugar on the top, so it kind of cuts down on the hoppiness. So if you don't really like a hoppy beer, it's a good combination.
Yeah, I think it was good.
It was still a little bit too hoppy for me, but the sweet stuff around there, if I could get that with a lighter beer that isn't hoppy, I'd be very happy. But their Philly cheesesteak sandwich is
one of the best
to die for.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
The cheese in it is.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do to get that, even that consistency. It's incredible.
I had texted Mike, who's my buddy there. His family runs the booth. a while ago. Remember when I made Philly cheesesteak?
Yes. Yes.
And he said it's there's no secret recipe. It's just you have to find the right mix, and you can't overcook it, and it can't be undercooked. He said you got to mess around with it. And I said, well, you guys are perfected. He said, but I can't give you a timeline to say you just you know after doing it. So, but
well,
it's
yours
just
is very good.
Yours was really was good too. We haven't. I think we literally haven't had that for like a year. But it was. I think it was inspired from Andy's.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was good. It's just every bite you have, because you know sometimes you can have something with cheese on it, and you don't get that good cheese in a bite, and you're disappointed. Every bite you have in this sandwich, you get the really good cheese, and it's so good.
Yeah.
Yep. Then we went over to Monty's.
Hey, wait, stop.
What?
We started at the fry booth.
Oh, we did. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a nice. And we
just, geez, McLaren.
Well, I
forgot
to
about it. Yeah. But we brought fries with us to Lulu's.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Old trusty.
Just throw that in there because
you can't not get
the fries. Fries are a tradition at the State Fair.
Yeah. Gotta have them.
Yeah. Oh, they're just perfect. Yeah. And yes, I am a ketchup, but I also love the vinegar.
Me too.
Ew.
I think we were minus vinegar last night.
I just eat fries. I don't like any. I don't dip fries in anything.
Really? Okay.
I don't like
ketchup
them.
Sucks.
I understand that.
If they have salt, I don't like ketchup, but if they don't have salt or a lot of salt, then you put it in ketchup.
Yeah.
I love salt.
Okay. Sorry, Matthew. I just remembered that.
Then we went over to Monty's and saw the snakes and the alligator.
Yep.
Albert.
And the tortoise.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That tortoise is how old again?
I don't know.
Super
I can't
old.
Remember. It's 30 very
to 50
old.
Years
well,
old.
Well, they live 30 to 50 years.
Well, that big one is older. The big, huge one?
The sea turtle?
The little tortoise that I had at the state fair was...
No. There's the turtle, which is underwater, or there's the tortoise, which is in that big bin. The tortoise lives 30 to 50 years. He's massive, though.
That's the one that the dude moved,
right? The turtle lives up to 250 years.
The turtle looks like he is a dinosaur.
The turtle looks like he's fake because he never really moves. He's
That's
always
a tortoise.
Just,
no, in the water, in the back.
He's there, but he's been there for forever.
He literally doesn't move.
Yes.
Is his name Eddie?
I think you're
That's
right.
The tortoise. Yeah, it is.
I don't know.
Eddie is the tortoise.
No, Eddie is the snapping turtle.
I don't have any idea. But
we're getting very confused.
Doesn't matter.
Eddie's a snapping turtle.
Monty's is always a fun spot. Very affordable. Thing to do at the fair.
It is a great thing.
A couple bucks.
And there's enough to see.
Yeah.
Well, and there the some of the snakes that are in there, like the big pythons, there's one
unpopular opinion.
What?
What she wants to do with one of the pythons.
No, I wasn't going to say that. Don't bring that
I
up.
Said that last year and I got yelled at, and then McLaren said it this year and Mom thinks it's hilarious.
I do not think it's hilarious. No, I'm against
why
that.
Why am I getting thrown under the bus? I was going to say
animals.
That the pythons, there's literally four of them in this huge, it's not even huge.
Tiny.
Yeah. This little
they
space.
They like cozy.
But they can go in the water.
Yeah.
It's open on the other side. All four of them are intertwined, wrapped together, sleeping, and we're standing there like, how do they even move?
Yeah, you can't.
It's insane.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work well with humans, like on a couch or something like that. You guys watching a movie, you're
don't
like,
touch me.
Don't touch me. Your knee is
especially Matthew.
Arm.
Don't touch me.
So maybe a new line for me is, act like snakes.
Oh, God.
Definitely not one.
How hilarious.
No. Haley basically had an aneurysm in
Monty's. I know.
Yeah, she did.
She did not like it.
She's terrified of the snakes.
Oh, really?
Well, she had a run-in with the snake, didn't she?
No,
I thought she had
no reason to be terrified. She don't. It was with like an iguana.
Oh.
And she didn't care about the iguanas. So I don't know. The snakes, what are snakes going to do to you?
They're behind glass.
Wait, time out here.
It's not like Harry Potter.
A run-in with an iguana.
When she lived
Describe.
In Miami,
okay.
She had this like attic kind of space, third floor attic, kind of lookout space. There was windows and whatnot. Yeah. And she was up there, and then she was going to go downstairs, and it was like there's a staircase down on the next level, and on the staircase, there was a giant iguana inside.
Nope.
I think the upper floor was like semi-exposed, so it was sort of open air. They had a gym up there.
Got it.
But there was an iguana, so she was
working out
trapped upstairs, and because the iguana was on the stairs. You know, iguana's not going to do anything.
Right.
I mean, they could
bite
you.
They'll shoo you away, but...
Granted, I don't know, Dee would freak out, too.
I would, too.
But so, I don't know, that was like scarring, I guess. But that was an iguana, which she didn't seem to care about the iguanas there. But the snakes for some reason were terrifying, which obviously I don't, I'm not trying to be by those snakes either. Right. I can also look at them through some glass.
Yeah, yes. You don't want to hold
one. What's it going to do?
No.
No, I have no interest in touching it.
But. Oh, I think I would like to touch it just on the back with the head way away from me. I would like to feel it.
That's what you think, and then you're actually next to it, and you're like, stay away.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I did with my friend has a snake, and you look at it through the cage, and you're like, oh, that's cool. Takes it out. Get it away.
Yeah.
And don't come
no
near.
No longer cool. I like the monitors. The
water,
one
monitor.
The water, yeah, the water, and yet, mm-hmm. If those things were coming after me, I don't know what I would do.
You would die.
No, I just don't like
Randy
them.
Wayne White wrote a book about them, and it was in, you know, Florida.
Yeah.
And those things just seem completely badass.
You will die.
Yeah. So, yes, Monty's was good.
Then we wormed our way to Mancini's.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Pat and his family were working hard.
The porchetta, that was yesterday. Mm.
Unreal.
Really
oh, the bread and the... Fall what was the sandwich we had?
Messy Giuseppe.
Yeah.
I like his new item this year, but I don't like it more than the Messy Giuseppe. And those porchetta wings are really to die for.
Yeah.
Those are wings
so,
that I
they're
can
so
work.
Good.
Yeah. They really have something good there. And they were swamped as well.
Yeah, they were.
But yep. The garlic bread is just... spend the $5.
Tough to beat it.
Yeah, you get a good deal.
Tough to beat it.
Post Mancini,
we made an attempt at getting some garlic fries at Ballpark, but that place was a madhouse.
They didn't need our money. Yeah. They didn't need our money at that point. It was too.
You
was
couldn't
too busy.
Even move like in front of it. The lines were like almost out to the street,
which is awesome. But it's painful when you can smell the garlic fries, yeah. And you're like, oh man,
I wish
it's tough. So we made an attempt at that, and then we. Unfortunately, we did not get that. And then we went to
O'Gara's. And I have been waiting
for
forever to try the White Claw slushy. Did not disappoint at all.
It was fantastic.
Oh.
Or it was White Claw with coconut Red Bull slushy. I'm in.
It looked fantastic. I didn't even take a sip of that slushy.
Oh, you didn't?
No,
oh, you messed up.
I was fine.
You did, Dad.
Did I?
Yes.
I don't even remember that.
Well, it was absolutely
maybe
fantastic.
He took too many sips.
No.
Yeah, it was. It lived up to every expectation, and I might go as far to say that it is better than anything they've put out in the past.
I liked it more than the Kinky Slushies that they used to have.
Oh, the Kinky Slushies.
I still do love the Kinky Slushies because I love the pink Kinky.
I like this
but
more.
But this was so refreshing, and the straw they serve with it was the best part.
Because it's big.
It's one of those thick straws that you get at like a bubble tea place.
Colorful and just fun.
Yeah.
I like the best thing about O'Gara's last night was sitting down and people watching.
Chairs. Yes.
It is nice to sit at a table and not, you know, a bench when you're on the street just for a little bit. And you've been walking so much. I didn't look at see what we, the distance we traveled yesterday, but. It was nice just to sit, and O'Gara's was another one that was rocking. Yeah.
I will say we did mess up a little bit at O'Gara's and by not getting any food.
Yeah,
we should have got some.
Yeah, I know. But
the tater kegs and the Reuben bites.
So yummy.
So good.
But, and he has boneless wings was his new menu item this year.
Hmm. Yeah, we messed up.
Then we headed north.
Yep, we were going to
soda.
See.
I made a stop at Soda Clothing.
Was Spencer up there?
He was not. He's walking around the fair.
Oh, okay.
I'll throw that in there. Spencer of Soda Clothing and one of my other friends, Nate, and one of their friends just started a whiskey, their own whiskey company.
Yeah.
Called Lost Superior. It's available. Just go to lostsuperior.com. You can find all of the locations that they have it. It is a old fashioned out of the bottle, essentially. You just put it on rocks and you're good, and it's absolutely fantastic. If you're just taking a sip without any ice, it's potent.
It's very,
very strong.
Yeah, because I did that and I was like, oh my gosh.
My mouth was on fire.
But if you put it on some ice, it transforms and it is absolutely fantastic. It really does taste like an old fashioned out of the bottle.
I will say, I did have the first sip not on ice and I was like, I don't know who would drink that. And then I did have another little sip later on ice. I'm not a whiskey or brown girl. It was fine, but like I said, I'm not whiskey or brown, but it was better on ice than it was without.
Is that an unpopular opinion?
No.
Maybe to the two boys, but not to the girls.
Yeah, we're split squad on this. I thought it was delicious.
But so shout out that.
What is it again?
Lost Superior.
I would like to just add, their bottle is beautiful.
Oh, they did a great job.
Cute. Yeah.
Very well designed.
Yeah.
And
very
heavy.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Go pick up a bottle. Lost Superior.
Post that. We walked by Giggles, who was working out in the front.
He was out front directing lines, holding the sign. Just that's some intern type high school kid crap. And there he is doing it.
Yeah.
Big smile on his face.
Yeah.
Then we went up to see our friends at Good Things in the newly developed
North End.
And it was fun to see them and see their business doing well. And
they had some awesome products. I've been in their store plenty of times, but they had a ton here that I had never seen before of just fun, awesome gifts. If you need a gift for literally any occasion, any type of person, really any age, you can get something.
They bought out a Bibelot.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, one Bibelot location, the Grand Avenue.
A couple of them.
Oh, they did?
I think
so. Is Linden Hills
one of them? Oh, do they do that too?
Bibelot. I think it's Grand Avenue and Linden Hills.
Yeah. I think they co-branded them, right?
Yes.
Bibelot Good Things.
Yeah.
Good Things, Bibelot, whatever.
And so then they're a family-run business. They are a great family. So if you are looking to patronize anybody that we know, get your stuffs from Good Things.
Yeah.
And it's not just gifts. They do clothing too.
Right. Yeah. I just think they have an awesome place to get gifts because everything's so unique. You're not going to find their products anywhere else, really.
You can buy the fart book or you can buy a nice dress. You know?
They also had a lot of stuff like really good cabin gifts because that's a popular thing in the summer. You're always going up to someone's cabin, and they had some really cool cabin things that I haven't seen before in people's cabins. Mm-hmm. So,
and they also have a traditional style, kind of old school now, toy store.
Yeah.
In White Bear Lake called Good Kids. And, you know, it's got the good quality toys and
not ding-ding
clothing
Toys R Us stuff.
And things for babies. And it's a really cute toy store.
Yeah. It is. And that sort of, on our way back, we were walking through and we did get some Sweet Martha's. We also got some cheese curds.
Yes.
The Sweet Martha's line by the CCO booth was 30 people deep.
At least.
So I bailed on that, and I went down to the location by the grandstand, and again, it was just the same.
You got to go up to the Machinery Hill type end. That's where we got some, Haley got some, and the lines are so much more manageable.
Yeah.
There's still people there. I mean, there's lines, but nowhere. It's just way easier to get cookies than it is down at those two.
Well, and that late at night, it was, 9:30 or around
there? Yeah, 9:30.
That's the last thing people bring because they want to bring them home.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So they get the big buckets and they're on fire.
And ours are already almost gone.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? Then I don't have to eat them all day.
So that was the trip to the fair. Another successful year. I suppose we're not helping you too much because if you're listening to this, it's probably the last day of the fair.
Right. Monday.
Or it's done.
I also would like to say that, the state fair is just a great time. We had a booth at the fair for many years. And is everybody happy with us not having a booth?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Is that a popular opinion?
Yes.
Yes, that's a very popular opinion.
That's not an unpopular opinion.
Right. The only thing that it could be unpopular, so I only was able to go to the fair 2 times this year, and I've been going to the fair almost every day or like a lot throughout the past 10-ish years, and to not be able to go this year as much as I have in the past, I was actually kind of sad.
What have you been doing instead of going to the fair? What's
working,
been taking up
working
your time?
Real life, Gabe.
All right, let's move into these articles.
All right, what do we got?
Everyone's got an article. I will start us off. This has been circulating. If you have Facebook or Twitter, you may have seen it. Someone came out with a map. I think it was Match.com that put the map together. But it is the average price of a date in the U.S. So I'll give some notable...
According to your state.
Yeah, by state. I'll give some notable states here. We'll start with Minnesota. The average price of a date in Minnesota, according to Match.com... $109.81.
That's a nice date.
Yeah, I think that's pretty high.
Not if you went to a movie and dinner.
The
movie's going to be $30.
Yeah.
Every day, average price of a date? That means half the dates are more expensive than that.
Well, that's expensive.
Yeah, you got to go to a really nice dinner.
Those are the guys you want to date.
I think it also depends on what you qualify as a date. When someone says date, I think you go out to dinner, I guess.
Me too.
Like, when someone says date, that's what I think of. I guess I don't really include, like, oh, we're going on a date, and today we're going.
And that's going to, like, Manny's date or something.
Yeah, you gotta go to a nice.
Well,
or it'd be probably not more.
Quite, but, 109?
Yeah. Well, it'd be like way more bucks than that, but.
And you couldn't have alcohol then.
Oh, that's true.
All right.
But if you pull into a speedway and she doesn't get out, and you're like, we're going in to have a tornado. Let's go.
This is our date.
A lot of the life hack here, a lot of the holiday gas stations have tables and chairs in there. So you can eat your food there.
I didn't know you were such a connoisseur.
Plug your ears.
Oh, I am the gas station
connoisseur. Run, Haley, run.
Nope.
Oh, my
gosh. Yeah, she does not participate in that as much. The state of Massachusetts average date price. $217 and 51 cents.
Not dating.
That doesn't include a hotel room.
You can double. You can double the price from.
If you need a hotel room, it'd be about $700 or $800.
Expensive out there.
The
hotel room.
Most expensive state was New York City or New York.
Of course,
New York. $297.27.
Wow,
$300 to go on a date.
I don't believe that. I really don't believe that.
What are you
New
doing?
York people are uptight.
They're going to a really nice restaurant.
Right, there's perfectly average price restaurants
there
in New York.
Yes.
Take
or
someone.
You have a car thing.
You're dumb. You're dumb if you're spending $297 on every date.
I agree.
Okay, let's just say if you're having, like Cats, those sandwiches were $21.
No one goes on a date there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harry Met Sally.
I've gone, not that I'm well-traveled in New York, but I've been to quite a few places in the East Village.
Sick.
And I feel like if you're going out for a burger and fries and a drink, you're probably spending about $30 a person.
Yeah.
And that's one drink. I mean, usually you have more than one drink, but it's $30 a person if you're going to, like, kind of an average bar.
But also, the guy could be Ubering the girl home and then also having to have an Uber for him.
Well, maybe they're going home together.
Oh.
Getting a hotel room.
That's a good idea. Sure.
California came in at $226, which not bad. Connecticut, $230.
What?
So more than California, which I was kind of surprised by.
Connecticut? Where even is that?
Okay.
You know what Connecticut does. New Jersey was high, too, at $259. Hawaii, $239.
What
about
Hawaii?
Like, just everything's
coconuts.
Expensive.
What about like Hawaii a random expensive state like Wyoming?
Wyoming, you're coming in
$17,
at a nice $52.
Yeah,
oh, wow, that's kind of a splurge.
The lowest price was the state of South Dakota, where you can have a nice date for two for $38.
Oh my gosh!
Because it's probably just picking like corn from their field.
Yeah. I saw some tweets. They were like, a South Dakota date is a 12-pack of beer sitting in the woods or something.
Yeah.
$38. Yeah. I saw another thing. It was like, all right, meet you in South Dakota at 9, and we'll go on our date.
Hey, we did fail to mention during our state fair stops that we stopped at the corn roast.
Oh, we did.
Corn roast, and it did not disappoint. That is so delicious.
I just don't know how. It's so much better
like
than
what
you get at home.
Yeah. I know.
Well, and every bite just tastes buttery.
But Brad and his crew, they get the first pick. They use the same farmers, and it's a quality sweet corn, and they grow it specifically for him. So he cashes out every year.
So
good date.
Yeah. All right, $38.
Say a random number.
Yep.
But South Dakota, yeah, $38. I did see one other thing that someone tweeted. It was, I'm pretty sure Applebee's 2 for $22 is the same price in every state.
Hey, and I'd be fine with that.
I frequent Applebee's, so I'm all for it. That was the average price of dates.
What was Minnesota's?
$109.
Not too bad.
But if you go to Wisconsin, you can get $73. South Dakota, $38. So what the hell, Minnesota?
Got some good neighboring states.
We have some good food places here.
I guess we're classy.
Claren.
So my article is about a company in Japan who is offering non-smoking workers an extra 6 days off, which will offset the amount of time those who smoke don't work.
Mm-hmm.
So this company has decided to make this change because non-smoking workers started to complain about how they're working more than people who are smoking.
Okay.
The company CEO, I believe it'd be pronounced Pila Incorporated, but I'm not 100% sure. He said that he was behind this because he's also trying to encourage smokers to stop smoking.
Okay.
And then it says that since the policy was put in place, no less than 30 of the 120 workers have taken the extra days off, and 4 people have stopped smoking.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting.
Nice. I have some experience with this in one of my jobs where the manager was sympathetic to smokers, although she herself wasn't a smoker. Her husband was. So she always let the smokers go on as many breaks as they needed to.
Yeah.
Where the rest of us had to, you know, clock in, clock out of all of our breaks, and everything was by the book. If you smoked, you got to keep going outside as many times as you want to all day. And it was really unfair.
So what do you do then?
You start smoking.
Start smoking.
Easy solution.
Oh my gosh, she was for smoking.
More breaks.
No, yeah. I would not start smoking. But we do know someone who tried to do that.
Yeah.
Who thought he was going to join the cool kids and go smoke, and he went out there and took one drag of a cigarette and started coughing and
this is
not going
to
work for me. I'm not part of the smoking cool club.
No,
I will say I've never been at a job. I mean, not that I've had a lot of jobs, but working retail, I've never been at a job where they've given smokers extra breaks or anything. It was if you had a 15-minute break and you smoked, that was your time to go smoke. I've never been anywhere where we've given extra breaks.
And to be fair, I'm pretty sure that the company that I was working for, that was most of their managers felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, mine was sympathetic to smokers because of her husband. And she said that. It wasn't just that I'm making that up. She said that.
When I was at Ace, I worked with a lot of smokers, but they were pretty good about... I actually think the people were, like, good about not taking extra breaks, whether the didn't really matter if they were allowed to or not. They were, like, I'm not
going to... Respectful.
Yeah, I'm not going to take extra breaks to go out and smoke. They really only smoked on their actual breaks.
Well, yeah. You just got a good person there.
Yeah, it was just solid people. Interesting. I would take the 6 days.
Yeah, I would, too.
Yeah. Yep, me too.
Gladly.
Does it account for vapors? What if you're vaping?
Did not say anything about vapors.
Can't you just do that at your desk?
Well, I was just going to say, with the vaping culture and who they are, they'll vape whenever, wherever they want
to. The culture of vaping.
Vaping culture.
Yes.
Thinking about smoking, did you get an excessive amount of smoke at the state fair? Did you see a lot of people smoking?
It was terrible.
The weed was
more
everywhere.
More than ever.
The weed was everywhere.
Yeah.
No, it was not.
It was awful.
Yeah, it was. When we were walking from the north end to the bus,
terrible,
to the shuttle, all we could smell was weed.
And walking up there, too.
Really, we went by one bench that had some weed.
Oh, not us. It was like traveling with us where we went.
I thought Snoop Dogg was following us or something like that.
Yeah,
gee.
There's a lot of people vaping.
Yes. Vaping,
yes. Vape gods.
Bunch of vape gods.
But the cigarettes, I mean, if one person lights up, you can really sense that smoke coming everywhere. I don't think the cigarette smoking was as bad as it has been in years past.
Oh, I think it was way worse.
Dad, really? Did you see?
I feel like they used to enforce, they had their smoking areas, and it used to be enforced that that's where you smoked. Now, yesterday, they were smoking everywhere.
At the table next to us, I wanted to say something.
In O'Gara's, the lady was smoking at the table next to us.
I didn't even bother me.
Well,
you might not have been there at that time.
It's a lawless place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was gross.
They should let dogs in the fair.
No.
I agree.
Yeah.
No.
You can see fluffy dogs.
Yep. Only saw two.
They'd be going to the bathroom everywhere.
Ew.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's gross.
All right. Gabe.
What?
Gabe. What's your article?
Welcome to the podcast.
Hey. Hello, Gabe.
Hello.
Let me just pull this up here.
I was looking up Monty's to try and see if I could find the... name of the alligator snapping turtle. It is for sure Eddie. I know for a fact that's what it is.
We'll text two dogs
anyway,
and find out.
My article is about a county who had a hog that was attacking people. So this lady was walking in the park with her dog, And a pig saw her and started running after her. And she said that she turned around and started running. And she saw that it was, like, really running. And then she was screaming. And she ran. And then the dog started barking. And it scared the hog away. And then they ended up having to tranquilize the hog and move it into the wilderness. But apparently it's just a problem because these hogs just migrated to this neighborhood. Like, they weren't supposed to be there, but they just showed up there and started trying to run after people.
I know that it's they're really dangerous. They're a problem. This was in California, you said, right, Gabe?
Yes, it is.
And I know it's a real problem in Texas where people are hog hunters. Yeah. They go and specifically kill the hogs.
I love hogs.
Isn't it also a problem on that island too?
Or
sometimes
wild boars.
What's the island?
The pig island?
Yeah, it's also
Hawaii.
A problem sometimes on the
vicious.
Those are pigs, though.
They just want their little hot dog thingies.
Yeah. I think wild boars and pigs are different.
Give the food.
They're just hilarious. So
these things can,
nice...
the boars can have horns, can't they?
Yeah, they have like big teeth.
They're like tusks.
Love me
yeah,
a vicious animal.
Scary.
It's hilarious. I would love it if this thing was chasing McLaren around.
Why me?
So
how
fun.
About mom?
I'm a teacher!
Stop. I order you to stop, hog.
I teach first grade. You stop right now.
Have you ever seen the helicopter hunting that they do with them?
No.
Where they have like mounted machine guns basically on helicopters.
Oh.
And you go out at night with like night vision goggles and you just snipe boars.
I would like to do that.
You can go and do it. Anyone can. You just basically charter a helicopter. Nice and cheap.
Oh, that's nice. People just shooting out of helicopters?
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Mm. Easy game. Something moves.
Yeah,
and
love
it's just
that
people
idea.
Out of campsite.
Welcome to Texas,
love
baby.
Love that idea.
I do.
I don't.
I do.
We're watching a video.
Unpopular opinion.
Police scramble to capture wild boar. And that's exactly what's
well,
happening.
Well, you can look up some of the videos because they are
they
quite
just
entertaining.
Ran into a car.
These boars are crazy.
Vicious.
They're attacking it with riot shields. Like, that's going to do anything.
I really want one.
Well, they're trying to contain them, but that's really scary.
Yeah, it is. Very cool, though.
And a giant, what is that thing? Giant boar going through somebody's trash.
Yep.
It's huge.
Yeah, that thing
looks
is
like
thick.
A buffalo.
Just Google it at home if you have extra time.
He's like a warthog.
We should get a water buffalo.
When I was a young warthog. I have an article about a young man who's suing his parents for giving birth to him without his consent.
Like, what?
What?
Okay, but as I read the article, the title is misleading because
it's definitely
he's not actually suing his parents. He is... He has a Facebook page, and it is all about that, like saying parents are guilty of wanting kids and bringing them into the world when the kids don't choose to be brought into this nasty, awful world. So, yeah, right. Is it clickbait? Is he really just trying to get attention for himself?
Yes.
I don't know. And apparently he does have a good relationship with his parents, although his dad is a little frustrated with the fact that he's
doing this,
potentially wanting to sue them. He wears a fake black beard and mustache,
okay,
which is kind of weird in and of itself. Mm. He's from the country of India.
Welcome.
So there might be some mental issues here.
Well, or he just wants to get this attention.
If you wear a fake beard, I think there's something going on.
Right. You're really looking for a little.
Yeah. Why does he wear the fake beard?
For fun.
Some of us in the family don't have to wear a fake beard.
We've been waiting for this for years.
That's his mom.
No. Yeah, we're looking at a picture of him right now, and it's the beard is not the best.
It's disgusting.
It's a little weird.
We never dreamed that this will come together like this.
Stop.
I keep thinking that that's the real people talking.
No, it's not. It's not.
But anyway, he does have a lot of followers on his Facebook site.
So it's a publicity stunt.
Yeah, very weird.
We should be paid by our parents to live.
Huh.
Yeah, okay, mom and dad.
He's gone as far as to compare... having children to kidnapping because it's the lack of consent from the child and also slavery.
I'm sorry, does he understand how, like, that whole process of making a baby works?
Whoa.
This is where he might not have it all mentally there.
Yeah.
like the genetics behind that. It's not like you're up somewhere waiting to come down.
Whoa. Is it in a hotel room after your $200 date?
Ooh. Whoa, Gabe.
Could be.
Whoa.
Gabe. Anyway, I just thought it was kind of interesting. And he says that just because you give birth to a child does not automatically mean that that child should respect you. Which, I mean, it just has a lot of really immature ideas.
That's too, like, theoretical. And
he might have some developmental delays.
It certainly seems
But in the meantime, he does respect his parents.
Hmm.
I don't, or so he says.
His parents are both lawyers. I did see that.
I don't think he had the proper first grade teaching.
You're probably right, Gabe.
You're right. You just need someone to love and that's gentle and kind and patient, and then you will have a great.
Well, apparently, according to the last week's study, I'm neither of those.
Oh, you'll work on it.
So
you'll be fine. Are you guys okay with us as parents? Are we okay? We're good.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Good. Thank you.
Right, enjoy you guys.
That make you feel
if this
good.
Sets precedent, then I might sue if
you
I
get some
money
out of it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm next. I have an article about what does your coffee say about you?
Oh, God. Mm.
So, different types of coffee drinkers.
Yes.
Hmm.
All right, let's dive into it.
Yeah. Rip me to shreds.
Black coffee. What you're up? Old school. Keep things simple and you're patient.
That's right. I'm very
patient. Matthew is not patient.
Matthew is our black coffee drinker.
I would
drinker.
Not have said that if Matthew was a black coffee person. Okay. I didn't
he
know
is.
That.
This is my black coffee. Nothing.
Okay.
Yep. You feel like a badass when you order it, too. And you leave room for cream? No.
I was like, I'm
savage.
Then they're like, you're
black.
A psycho.
It also said on here that they tend to be rude and stuff.
That's not true.
Yeah. It does. Yeah. It actually does.
It did not.
My mother was a black coffee drinker, always. That's what she had, just plain coffee.
Can't get behind it.
Yeah, I don't
I can that. Drink it black, but I do like a little shot of half and half.
No.
Yeah, well,
that's how
that
I keep this slim
into...
figure.
What
they
am I describing?
Call these people latte drinkers, but it just said folks who add milk or some cream or sugar.
Most people.
Yeah. So folk. These are comfort seekers, people pleasers, generous with time, go out of their way to help others.
What?
How about
because
you just
put
need
a little
some
milk
flavor.
In your coffee?
Don't always just take some great flavor. Care of themselves.
You put a little milk in your coffee and suddenly you're this big humanitarian. Yeah. Like, who Let's else go. Can I help have this money?
Is there anything about, flavoring?
Well, that I think is included in that.
Well, that's a cream.
Right.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin spice.
If you drink black coffee, you're super chill. But if you drink, put a little milk in, and you are an angel.
You're God.
Okay, frozen / blended coffee drinks.
Oh, I do like those.
Try lots of new things, socially bold, trendsetters,
yep.
Childlike, spontaneous, imaginative, can be reckless. Don't always make healthy choices.
True.
Is this you, Sophia?
Yeah.
Don't you like the blended?
Yeah, she does.
I do like blended stuff. Yeah. Yeah. At Starbucks, I
Childlike.
Usually get it.
Mm.
Yep, that's me.
I mean, who Whoa. Wouldn't like that? It's good.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like candy. Right.
Unless right. you're in the Boston airport and you just order an iced coffee and the next thing you know, you got this huge blended thing with whipped cream. And I'm like, no, this is not what I ordered.
No.
But apparently it was.
Like the Frappuccinos.
Yeah,
well, that's
I just,
not nice coffee.
I asked for like a an iced caramel macchiato and I got this from Dunkin' Donuts blended thing with like this bunch of whipped cream. And I'm like, oh, caramel macchiato? And they're like, yeah, here you go. And I
that
was
sounds
like,
fantastic,
whoa, okay.
Though.
Yeah, you, like, both the
lot.
Drinks you describe sound good.
All right, and then the last one is decaf, soy milk, or very specifically ordered coffee.
Losers.
Mom.
Like decaf. To be in control, maybe labeled as selfish,
yeah.
obsessive, perfectionist. yeah.
That's mom.
Over-focuses on rules.
That is the perfect thing for mom.
Okay, but to be fair... I gave up coffee almost a year ago.
Oh.
And now you're a tea drinker? Because I got one for those, too.
Oh. Yeah, but she also, if she drinks coffee, it's decaf now.
But if I were to have coffee, I would want it to be decaf, but I would still put the cream in it.
Hmm. No, Mom, you're decaf. You're not with cream.
Hmm.
Good try.
Yeah, I don't even really drink coffee myself. I used to like it, but... I like tea more, and they say that tea drinkers are ones who enjoy the natural taste of the world, mind cleansing, and some of the world's kindest and healthiest people.
Yes, that's me.
Ew. I would agree. Here we go.
Ew. All right, that's all I got.
Love it. All right, thank you. I have a I have an article about Pope Francis.
Ooh. El Papa.
He was to get out there last Sunday for his traditional on-the-dot noon appearance at the Apostolic Palace. Apostolic Palace. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't. He was late, and he's never late. Where was he? Well, he was stuck in an elevator.
Oh, no.
Francis popped out and answered their question. Where were you, Papa? First, I must excuse myself for being late. I was blocked in an elevator for 25 minutes. Apparently, there was no electrical power. There was a drop in tension and causing the elevator to get stuck, whatever that means. Thank God the firefighters intervened, Francis said, referring to tiny Vatican City State's own fire department.
Yes.
So they have their own little, you know, fire department. He also then asked for a round of applause for his rescuers and went ahead with his regular remarks and blessings and so forth. The Vatican didn't say if the Pope was alone in the elevator or accompanied by any of his aides. But isn't that funny that you think, okay, he's the Pope. He gets stuck in an elevator, and then he's, where is he? Oh, he's late. He's late. Something's going
international on. International
scandal. Right, right. And it's not. And then, of course, I bless all of the people that rescued me.
Can you imagine those firefighters, though, running to get to the Pope's elevator because he's stuck in there, and they've got to save the Pope?
They're so excited.
It's a thrill.
Get out of my way. We got to get the Pope.
My mind instantly goes to, like, the Dan Brown type novels or movies of like someone turned off the elevator and when they open the elevator the Pope is gone. Kidnapped.
Is that Da Vinci Code? Because that's the first thing that went to my head when I thought of that.
Or he was replaced with a
fake
robot lookalike
Pope
Francis to that'd
the
be a
first
good thriller.
Thing that came to my head was where the Pope comes out in the Vatican. It's like the most disappointing thing you've ever seen because it's so far away you can't even see the Pope, and I'm like, wait, people are excited to see the Pope when he's literally like a mile away from where you get to stand.
I mean, you can see him.
It's so far away from where you are. I guess I had this preconception that it was he comes out in front of everyone, and not that you're
crowd
touching
surfs.
Him, but he, and then it's like
for mass.
Way over to the right, up on the top, and in the corner, and
it's a little
like,
white ball.
Okay,
yeah,
That I bet is safety. An actual unpopular opinion.
Yeah,
speak for yourself. I was in a small room.
Yep.
Yeah,
not small, but in
Me
a
too.
Room.
Me too.
He was close. I touched the
we
Pope
get
John
it.
Paul.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Papa, so. You touched my guy, the Deuce. That's something I'm very jealous of.
Call him the Deuce.
Yeah, JP second. The
sounds
deuce.
Like he had what one of those bomb deuce. Things at the gas station.
I'm going to go polar opposite of what I just had with this. I've got another article. Tell me what you think. Robot pole dancers to debut at French nightclub.
No, that's terrible.
Yep. Pass that around. That's
for God's sake.
Do they actually look like robots, too?
Yeah, they're just like a robot you would see that is implementing something on the production line.
Assembly.
No.
Yeah.
I like how you,
I'm sorry. What the
this
heck?
This is like some Star Wars stuff.
I like how you printed this out.
What? They look like a... Yeah, this is exactly Star Wars. They look like a...
Stormtrooper thing.
Like a speed... Yeah, but like a speed... gun. Their head is like a
this
radar
isn't
gun.
Sexy, detector.
Who's gonna get turned on by that?
Yeah, that's not
you might
sexy
be surprised.
Do you want some of this?
Ew.
And for the guys that can't get a real woman, this might be something that they can get into.
I'm surprised this isn't the Netherlands.
The two robot lap dance.
Or like Japan.
Two robot
oh
dance.
My god!
Oh, we're watching a video. Oh, no.
This is not real.
So the video is the robot basically gyrating.
It has good movement.
She's wearing high heels.
You're right.
But look at all the people are
the
walking by without looking.
Well, I think it's
amazing.
Like,
it's frosted glass.
Yeah, I want one of these. See it.
Does
you
it only do one thing?
I don't know.
Like, is that what it does the entire time?
No, this is a GIF.
Two robot dancers wearing high heels and topped with a closed circuit television camera for a head will debut at the SC Club in the city of Nantes to celebrate its fifth anniversary next week. The bots were the brainchild of British artist Giles Walker, who has overlaid their metal bodies with parts from plastic mannequins. Referring to their CCTV camera heads, he said the robots aimed to play with the notion of voyeurism, posing the question of who has the power between the voyeur and the observed person. So it's kind of like a social experiment rather than trying to be...
He's thinking pretty deep.
Yeah, I actually think it'd be kind of interesting.
It's kind of cool.
To see.
I want to go see this.
Now, despite the rise of the robot workforces, club owner Laurent Roux said the new members of the staff will not replace the 10 human dancers who currently perform there, saying it was a way of honoring technology.
Honoring? What do you mean?
That's the weirdest thing.
You need
ever.
To honor technology at a strip club? Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. It's kind of more like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. But it's
Is this
very...
Bezos? Did Bezos make them?
That I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's some Boston Dynamics.
Oh, is it?
I don't know. They're the ones that make all the human robots.
They do.
You know the robot dogs that you see every now and then?
Yeah.
Running around, right. Opening doors. Mm-mm. Those are Boston Dynamics. Bezos owns them. Jeffrey.
Bezos. How do we know? Oh, Amazon.
Amazon.
Started yep. Amazon.
All right. What do we got going this next week? Anything? Everybody have anything exciting that we can look forward to?
I'm moving into my first apartment.
I have
Yay.
Something.
It should be
it's
fun.
Gabe, keep your mouth quiet.
McLaren starts her first day of school.
Woo! That is exciting.
You are so lucky you get to see those little kids, and they're always going to remember their first grade teacher. You remember your first grade teacher. That's how lucky you are. They're going to love you, and you are just going to have a blast. It's going to be hard. But
last year, I took a picture drinking beer with my first grade teacher.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That's goals.
Yeah. Who's your first grade teacher?
Mrs. Steiner.
She was a very good first grade
teacher.
At the
county fair, and we took a picture together, and we had beers. It was just funny that how far we've come.
You guys are fortunate to have great first grade teachers.
She was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, some of us.
Mm-hmm. Soph, if you're listening, you know our first grade teacher.
Shut up. I don't know your first grade teacher.
Yeah. Anything else, people?
Nope. We got Labor Day, and hopefully you'll be listening to this on Labor Day.
Oh,
or during
Gabe's
the week.
Got his first home football game.
Oh,
I literally already went to that last week.
No, yours.
Your
debut at home.
Yeah.
Against Sibley, I believe. Right.
Yeah. Henry Sibley.
I have my first day of school on Wednesday.
Oh, you do. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It is a big week this week
sophomore.
For everyone.
Yep.
So if I got the dates mixed up a little bit, it might be Thursday.
This week.
You should probably look.
Yeah. Gabe, let everybody know how your first official football game went. Did you win or lose?
We won.
What was the score?
41-0.
41, you beat a very nice and polite Coon Rapids team. And you got a lot of playing time. You played almost, quarter and a half?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I did not play a quarter and a half.
Quarter? You were out there quite a bit.
Yeah, Gabe.
Uh-oh.
Either way. Went well. All right. Well, good luck then this next week for your next football game.
Yes.
Anything for you, Mom?
No.
Just going home, doing some sitting around.
Sleeping.
Some weeding.
Yep. Going to eat chocolate and read magazines for a week.
Typical.
God, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
She just has the
That's
life.
That's all I do.
Typical.
All right.
I do have to get my background checked so that I can volunteer at McLaren School.
Really?
What an angel. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that? I'm just not really, it's not very clear on what you're doing.
Find us on Facebook at The Podcast Family, on Instagram at The Podcast Family, Twitter at The Podcast Fam. Send us an email, thepodcastfamily@gmail.com. Make sure to rate us on iTunes, leave a review, and tell two people about us. I had some people at the GL podcast come up, say they're big fans of the show, so
Love
thanks for coming
that.
Up. And one of them was walking away and he said, "Hey, tell someone else about it," right? I said, "You got it." Tell two people.
Tell people in Boston about it.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Good luck with the new move in and stay off that fire escape.
Yeah. Might collapse. Peace.